Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So many of you have been complaining that hotel rooms are getting more expensive, or you're at the hotel room and there's barely any shampoo. There's not another roll of toilet paper. I mean, I got a little mini roll here, or the roll looks like this, right? And you're like, wait a second here. Where are all the little toiletries? Where's all the little extras? Condiments for your coffee? Where's the Bible? Well, apparently these hotels are losing about $100 million a year, according to one report, of people stealing stuff from hotel rooms. Now, there are certain things you are allowed to take and use, and then there's certain things you're not. And it blows my mind how some people just don't know. I think Friends made jokes about this, where I think Ross, in a couple episodes, you know, was taking the toilet paper and taking the toiletries and you know, the free apples. So basically, rule of thumb is anything that you would use, like toilet paper, and you could use profusely, all right? The hotel doesn't know if you really had to wipe with extra toilet paper or not. You know, as I told you, some people, when they use toilet paper, they kind of wrap their whole hand up and they use like a whole wad. Whereas some of us are like, oh, I could just get by with a little baby square. All right. If you're one of these people, yeah, you're going to go through the toilet paper faster. So if the toilet paper is missing at the end of your hotel stint, probably not the worst thing in the world. Same thing with shampoo. I mean, I got a lot of hair, you know? I mean, so I'm going to, you know, probably use most of that bottle. Your toothbrush, obviously they don't want. I didn't know this, but some of these slippers are disposable. See, I don't touch the robe and the slippers, but those slippers are disposable because they can't reuse it if your feet touch them. So the slippers, apparently, you could keep. All right? The bag, okay, I'm guilty. I am guilty of taking the laundry bag, the plastic. You know how there's that little plastic bag? You can't do the cloth one because cloth are reusable. But the disposable plastic bag, I always use those because I always need a bag. I always forget to pack a bag for dirty laundry. And I like to separate dirty laundry from fresh laundry. So when I come home from a trip, I just take the bag and I throw it in the washer, minus the bag. So I like to take that. And there's this conference I go to up in Lake Tahoe at Harrah's, where Harrah's has two bathrooms. So there's extra toilet paper. And yeah, so I'm like, yeah, I'm going to take the extra toilet paper. But you're not supposed to take the Bible. Supposed to leave the Bible. You're not supposed to take the pillows. You're not supposed to take the towels. In fact, I heard of a story where a woman was thrown in jail in Nigeria for stealing towels from a hotel. You can't be stealing the towels. You can't be doing a pillow swap. Well, your pillow at home stinks, but your Marriott pillow is nice and fluffy. So you decide to bring the pillow swap, right? The pillowcases, and take it. That's stealing. You can't do it. You can't do it. Right? The pen. People ask, what about the pen? The pen is technically reusable. It's not disposable. But some people, you know, a pen is kind of, people always lose their pens. So that's kind of iffy. But the stationery, the pad of paper, not that people really need to write things down anymore. That paper, that you could probably take. If there's instant coffee, you could take that. But keep in mind, some things get charged. Another thing that I noticed some hotels are doing is if you want the soaps. I was just at a Comfort Inn in Santa Monica to see my brother and a friend of mine. And there was a piece of paper saying, look, if you need anything, because we're not doing maid service or housekeeping service, you could order, you could ask for these. Now, if you do that, make sure you tip and give them a decent tip. Okay, it's not free to go and ask for, you know, things. But I didn't need any of it because there was plenty of shampoo and all that. Although I did drop the soap, and I don't like to use the soap after I drop it. I dropped the soap. Not, even though it was my soap, so I did need more soap. Because I don't know why. It's one of those round soap dials. So you have, like, it's really slippery, and I don't know why they do that. So, you know, these hotels are going to stick it to the consumer. The more people steal, the more they're going to stick it to the consumer. And I know you guys steal. I know you steal towels. Because when I'm in your house, it's a white terry cloth towel that doesn't go with your motif of your house. That was a washcloth or towel you stole from a hotel. I know when you guys steal cruise towels. Because the towels, cruise towels, you could spot a mile away. And I get Sam's Club and Costco has been selling cruise towels. But you could tell because they actually have the name of the cruise on it called Carnival. So we know you're stealing the towels. Don't be doing that because it's raising the price for everybody. But one thing that I think a lot of people don't know is hotels often work with charities. And so many of the hotels in Las Vegas, I'm from Las Vegas, you know, if the slippers aren't used, if the, you know, roll of toilet paper, although now I used up my roll of toilet paper, well, let's say this had more toilet paper. If they can't fit the hotel with, you know, half-used toilet paper rolls, those toilet paper rolls get bagged up and they get sent to charity because people can use half rolls of toilet paper. You know, you want to come into a toilet paper. Sometimes what they'll do is they'll put a little knot or a little sticker or whatever, and you can tell the roll is half used. But most hotels will put, or motels will put, full toilet paper. And so a lot of these things, your soaps, your unused toiletries and things like that, they get sent to charity. So to recap, you can't steal the Bible. You can't steal the blow dryer. You can't steal the robe. You can't steal the remote. You can't steal towels. You can't steal pillows. You can't steal the comforter. The books and magazines on the tables, can't take those either. Can't take any of the decor. If there's like a beautiful flower display, you can't take that. But what you can't take is anything disposable. Your Kleenex. Although I would not take a full box of Kleenex. I don't know. That to me, I think Kleenex, that's a little obvious. You know, but you can't take the toilet paper. Right? Soaps. The instant coffee that you're not being charged for. All right? But hey, guys, that's why hotels are costing us more money. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, unfortunately, this time of year with the freeze and the bad weather that much of American is dealing with right now comes power outages. And with power outages, we sadly can have carbon monoxide poisonings. And unfortunately, there was a family of five where all five had to be hospitalized because of carbon monoxide poisoning. This happened in Portland, Oregon. Apparently, there was a power outage. And the family used a generator to cook. They also use propane inside the apartment. Now, we talked about how that's not the best thing to do. But unfortunately, when people lose power, or they're trying to feed the family, they might not be thinking about carbon monoxide. So somebody called 911 because a child that was approximately 8 years old was found lying in the snow outside. Crews arrived. They did a search of the apartment and found four other people lying on the floor of the apartment. They were all transported by AMR, American Medical Response, and they found high volumes of carbon monoxide in the apartment. There was a generator and a camp stove being used. Luckily, the occupants were conscious. They could have died, all of them. And it looks like one of the kids probably, the young kid probably saw the family, knew they needed help, but was already struggling themselves, and they tried to go outside. And I mean, this is just tragic, and thank God I think all of them lived. But a severe winter storm hit Portland on Saturday. Thousands of people were without power. And the apartment complex did not have access to heat because a tree fell on a power line across the street the previous day. So you cannot use generators indoors because you don't know if you're going to be exposed to carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide is silent, it's odorless, it's colorless, you can't taste it. And so many people don't realize you're getting poisoned. Now, sometimes you could have symptoms of nausea and vomiting and difficulty breathing. Other times people just get sleepy and they just pass out. There was a couple who was vacationing in Mexico this summer, this last summer. It doesn't always have to happen in the winter, but they were vacationing in Hotel Rancho Pescadero. This was about 40 miles north of Cabo San Lucas. They thought they had food poisoning a few days before. They ended up dying in their sleep, and it turned out there was carbon monoxide that was building up in their hotel room, allegedly. And the previous year, the last May, I think there were three American tourists that died at the Sandals Emerald Bay Resort in Exuma because of carbon monoxide. You know, carbon monoxide is something that we can identify if you have a monitor. These carbon monoxide monitors, and I get it, they beep and chirp just like fire alarms do. And oftentimes people can't stop the chirping. You know, they try to change out the battery or something's wrong with the unit and they go, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm not around carbon monoxide. Get carbon monoxide monitors in your rooms and travel with one. All right, just because you have carbon monoxide monitors at your house doesn't mean the hotel you're going to is, you know, pretty efficient when it comes to filtering and making sure you don't have carbon monoxide. Carbon monoxide kills about 420 people a year. 100,000 people visit the emergency room each year in America for this. So why? What is it? Well, carbon monoxide is CO. So it's made of carbon and oxygen. Odorless, can't taste it, it's colorless, can't see it. So carbon monoxide, CO, looks like oxygen, O2. So these two atoms look very similar to oxygen. If carbon monoxide is around you and you breathe it in, your body will take it and try to use it like it does oxygen. If carbon monoxide competes for oxygen for sites on the hemoglobin, saturates your hemoglobin, and the hemoglobin can't tell the difference, hemoglobin carries oxygen. Supposed to carry oxygen to your organs, to your brain, to your liver, kidneys. So if it's carrying the carbon monoxide, your organs don't know what the hell to do with that. And they're like, oh, we'll wait for the next one. We're waiting for more oxygen. Meanwhile, the carbon monoxide is saturating the hemoglobin. Oxygen can't get in, and you end up asphyxiating or dying. So symptoms could be headache, sore throat, cough, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, difficulty breathing, wheezing, dizziness, chest pain, fainting, confusion, fatigue, weakness, blurred vision. Your heart rate could be rapid. Sometimes somebody has very red, cherry red lips. The problem is oftentimes people can't recognize it because they themselves are already starting to succumb to the asphyxia. So the carbon monoxide displaces oxygen in the blood. So how do we treat it? How do we get rid of it? Well, what we do is we force oxygen into you to displace the carbon monoxide. And when there's more now oxygen coming your way to the hemoglobin, then the oxygen can get back in there. We'll use high pure flow oxygen for severe cases. Sometimes we need to use hyperbaric oxygen. Now, according to Medscape, breathing room air, if we, let's say, take you out of that area and say, okay, just stay outside and you're good, it could still take 300 minutes to displace all the carbon monoxide. If we give you 100% oxygen, we could reduce that time to 90 minutes. Hyperbaric oxygen can shorten the time to 32 minutes. So the moral of that is if at all you've been exposed to carbon monoxide, you've got to get to a hospital right away. You cannot expect that your body will very quickly now get out of that area that has the carbon monoxide, obviously, if that alarm is going off. But you still need to get checked out. Because, like I said, the process could take about 300 minutes just try to, on your own, breathe outside air or room air. So where does carbon monoxide come from? Well, carbon monoxide is formed from anything that burns. So if you have an incomplete combustion of fuels like wood, natural gas, coal, propane, and if air quality is poor, or if it's cold temperatures, carbon monoxide has an easier chance of getting formed. Usually it wouldn't during a complete combustion. Complete combustion is when carbon dioxide and water are made. But when it's incomplete, then you get a carbon monoxide. So how do you get it? Well, tobacco smoke, fires, fireplaces, generators, water heaters, grills, clothes dryers, vehicles, landscape tools, wood stoves, gas stoves, furnaces, boilers, power tools. And so unfortunately, when people are using these and they have poor ventilation and it's wintertime, or they try to heat their home because of a power outage, if you don't have proper ventilation, you can unfortunately consume or be exposed to too much carbon monoxide. And I worry that we're going to have more power grid issues and more power outage issues as we have many more individuals, relying on power for their cars, I mean, you see how everybody is with their charger, their iPhone charger. Like, I need a charger. They walk into class or they walk into a hospital. But where's your charger? They walk into a restaurant. Where's your charger? Imagine if everybody has electric cars. I'm just really nervous about how taxing it's going to be on our electric grid. So when people lose power and they're losing heat and they're starting to freeze in their homes or apartments, they're going to be going to things that, sadly, like these little generators or these grills to try to warm up. And that can unfortunately cause more carbon monoxide poisonings. Always have a carbon monoxide monitor in your living space and change those batteries out regularly. Okay? Every time we change our clocks, which I think is ridiculous for daylight saving time or standard time, that's a good time to change your batteries. If you're going to travel, as I've said, take a portable one with you. Avoid fires and other sources of carbon monoxide within closed spaces. If you are needing to use them, make sure they're by a window that's open or a vent, or use them outdoors. I really wouldn't use them indoors. Now, don't run your car within closed spaces. Open the garage. I know there might be a good song. You might close up your garage door, so nobody comes in and tries to carjack you, and you're listening to your song. Shut the car off. Yeah, scariest time. 1-877-DOCSALLY. Don't go away.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The World Health Organization says tobacco use is going down quickly across the globe. The WHO's Dr. Rüdiger Kretsch says,
we have 1.25 billion people still smoking.
The WHO Tobacco Trends Report released Tuesday finds the fastest decreases in tobacco use is happening in the lower middle income countries, while most tobacco users in the world are now focused in Southeast Asia. NASA, about to get their own supersonic jet. Lockheed Martin officially introduced its experimental X-59 plane in recent days. The 99-foot-long aircraft with a 29-foot wingspan can reportedly fly at Mach 1.4. NASA hoping to use it for commercial travel and show people that supersonic travel is possible and can be quiet. More tests are set for later this year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We are back, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So reportedly, Chinese scientists have been able to create a mutant coronavirus strain that is 100% lethal in mice. Why? Because I think they're still doing what they've been doing all along and nobody's stopping them. Now, some of you may say, I don't like mice. This is fantastic. It's a new pest. It's a new rodenticide. I'm not as enthusiastic about this. And this gain of function research, where you're studying something to figure out how to make it more lethal, to possibly use for wars or as weapons, is something that's very, very controversial. Now, I understand that we could be studying things and sadly go, oh, there could be side effects. Well, you create a medication. Oh, this medication could actually have a side effect and have a drug interaction and kill somebody. There's accidental, you know, scientific discoveries that go, okay, this is something that could possibly, you know, have side effects or concerns. But this makes it look like they've been experimenting. And they've been successful at making something that's lethal, at least to mice. So scientists in Beijing allegedly, this is being reported by Daily Mail, cloned a COVID-like virus found in pangolins known as GXP2V. They infected the mice. The mice have been quote-unquote humanized, meaning they were engineered to express a protein found in people, just to see how this might react in humans. Now, a mouse is very different from a human, but if they try to have some similar genes, they could try to theorize if something did affect a human that had that gene or a protein, that it would act the same way. Doesn't always work that way, thank God, but that's the thinking behind it. And they said every rodent that was infected with the pathogen died within 8 days. And the researchers described it as, quote, surprisingly quick. The team was also surprised to find high levels of viral load in the mice's brains and eyes, suggesting that the virus, despite being related to COVID, multiplies and spreads through the body in a unique way. Now, I do think COVID affects our brain. We have had COVID encephalitis. We do have people that have lost their taste, have lost their smell, and for months have headaches, brain fog, memory loss. I do think COVID affects our brains. But this one looks like it's a little bit more aggressive. So they wrote a scientific paper, and they warned that the finding underscores a spillover risk of GXP2V into humans. Well, then quit making it. Anyway, Professor Francois Blue, an infectious disease expert based at University College London, thinks it was a horrible study, scientifically totally pointless. He says, I could see nothing of vague interest that could be learned from force infecting a weird breed of humanized mice with a random virus. Conversely, I could see how such stuff might go wrong. And, you know, I don't know, you know, why we have for now, 22 years now, have let China play around with SARS. The 2002 outbreak had been deemed by Singapore a leak from a lab. Then a couple people died in 2004 in China, in a China lab after SARS leaked. So then when this happened in 2019, we're like, well, it's another leak. So I'm not understanding why. You would think at this day and age we would, you know, do a much better job. Unless these aren't leaks, this is on purpose. Now, I like to give everybody the benefit of the doubt and think that maybe, you know, people are idiots over there in China, and they're just not managing their specimens properly or training people properly, or they're doing it slipshod. Now, I'd hate to think that our COVID-19 was engineered, but when you have reckless, you know, biosafety containment practices, when you have continued work on let's manipulate these viruses, then somebody needs to call it like it is. There was a study carried out by the Beijing University of Chemical Technology said this virus was discovered in 2017 prior to the COVID, or that the COVID-19 virus was discovered prior to the outbreak 2 years prior, and that it was discovered in Malaysia and pangolins, the mammals that are harbors of coronavirus. And so the researchers decided to clone the virus and store multiple copies in the Beijing lab where it continued to evolve. So studies are being done on these things all the time. And the original strain of COVID also was able to kill 100% of mice in some studies. So we are still seeing research. And allegedly, we are being told that much of this research is still being funded by the U.S. government. And when people ask why, are we still funding research such as this? Well, there could be a few things going on. One is we're dumb and we don't know what they're doing. And they say, oh, we need a grant for climate change. So give us money because we're trying to do something for climate change. Oh, here's all the money you need. And then they're not working on climate change or whatever that they promise. And they're like, well, let's use this money to, you know, buy extra petri dishes and pipettes and all that, which we're using for the SARS studies or the virus studies. Another is, if the government wants to have an alliance with these countries and they want to be in the loop, then one way to be in the loop of some of the things going on is to co-manage a study. Because you have to share data. You have to visit the lab. You know, which is kind of what the argument was with the original. We had a SARS outbreak in 2002. So let's make sure that never happens again. Unfortunately, looks like America was kept in the dark while COVID was being either leaked or dispensed. And I do believe it happened in the summer of 2019. And so if America is trying to work with these other countries, and they do, many times we have cross-collaboration across countries on studies. Now, and somebody could ask, why? Why do we need to work with the Germans or the Russians or the Chinese or the South Koreans? Why aren't we just doing all American studies? Because some of the studies that we're doing are piggybacking off of previous research. And so if you, to save time, I've done studies with students where we've done already half the work following one hypothesis. Now if we're going to follow another hypothesis, then we might as well collaborate. Saves time, saves money, everybody gets credit, nobody's getting sued for infringing or whatever, and so it just happens. And as you build on previous research, oftentimes you will work with, you know, these other universities or these other scientists. So my concern is we haven't learned anything from COVID. I mean, maybe you and I have, but the government isn't acting like they're learning from it. It doesn't look like the World Health Organization has learned. We have a country that has multiple times leaked viruses, whether it be accidentally or on purpose. We have a country, and most likely others, that don't have the strictest biosafety protocols that are being followed. They might have the strict protocols, they may not be followed. We have pathogens that we humans are not built to withstand because we've never seen them before, and some of these pathogens are mutating either by deliberate engineering or because you are holding something in a non-natural habitat, like a lab, and it's mutating irregularly or unnaturally. And we also have government that, like when that happens, they take advantage. We could control people. We could lock them down. We could get them reliant on the U.S. Treasury. We could act like our leaders are heroes because they had to take over and then give them the liberties that, you know, they used to not have. But unfortunately, I think we're going to see more of this. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think we're going to see many, many headlines about cancer and how we're at risk and how we're unknowingly at risk and how cancer cases are rising and young people's cancer is rising and how we need to, you know, be a lot more aggressive about screening and avoiding carcinogens. And it's not going to be a fun year, I'm telling you right now. It's not going to be fun. Because stuff I have been saying for a while now is starting to get some of the headlines. And I think the reason why it's getting some of the headlines is because some companies and some media outlets do not want to give Trump any media attention. And if Trump becomes the nominee, they're going to come up with other content. So you'll probably get more cancer content or other sorts of clickbait, grabbing headlines. But the truth of the matter is there's a few reasons why cancer cases are on the rise. One is we're aging, and we have a longer life expectancy. Even though we do have many, the overall life expectancy has dropped because of overdose deaths and younger people dying and suicides. In terms of somebody living well into their 80s or 90s, if they're not having the heart attack in their 40s and 50s like they used to, you know, decades ago, they're old enough to then start to see prostate issues. I think Prince Charles is getting checked now for, I think he might have a prostate procedure. I don't think King Charles has prostate cancer, but I think he's being evaluated. You know, we saw what happened with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. You know, when you outlive what used to get us in our 40s and 50s and 60s, you're old enough to start seeing the changes that unfortunately come with age or with an immune system that doesn't knock off cells turning cancerous as easily, so cancer could come. But there's other reasons, too. Okay, another reason why I think cancer is on the rise is people do not have a family doctor, like me. Why? Why don't people, the average person, have a family doctor? Well, one, Obamacare. They put a lot of us out of business. People have high deductibles. You couldn't have your neighborhood family doc who knew you, who's been with you for 20 years. A lot of people lost their doctor. High deductibles meant insurance wasn't paying, that patients had to pay. Patients weren't paying. It was a great recession. So a lot of people lost their doctor. But even more so now, people are using telemedicine as their doctor. It's a different doctor every day. They just get their, you know, eye drops or their medicine refill, and nobody's looking at their skin to look for melanoma. Nobody's asking them if they have blood in their stool. You know, when you call a telemedicine visit saying, hi, I just need my blood pressure medicine refilled. And the doctor's like, are you having chest pain? No. Trouble breathing? No. Dizziness? No. Swelling in your legs? Nope. I'm all good. I'm all good. Any abdominal pain? No. Any nausea? Vomiting? No, 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 no. Diarrhea? Nothing. No, 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 nothing. Just give me my refill. I got to get back to work. Or the stoplight's about to change. Traffic light's about to change. So, doctor calls in a refill. Okay, did anybody talk to them about you need your yearly, you know, skin evaluation? You need to have your blood pressure checked in person? You need to have your colonoscopy based on your age and your risk factors? No. So that's not happening. There's been also a lot of discussions in terms of colorectal cancer. Why is colorectal cancer rising? Well, I think our diet is a good part of it. Rather than eating farm fresh food or cooked meals, people have been really relying on fast food. Fast food when I was growing up was a treat. Because at the time it was cheaper to cook. So if you got fast food, it was because, you know, your parents were working, they didn't have time. And it was, but it wasn't something you're supposed to have all the time. There are people that get a breakfast sandwich in the morning, a burrito at lunch, and a burger and pizza at dinner. So if all they're eating is fake food with tons of preservatives and not a lot of healthy nutrients, yeah, that's going to wear and tear on the bowel. Anal sex on the rise. Heterosexual populations, homosexual populations. If somebody has HPV, HPV is being easily exposed, and HPV has been known to cause not only penile cancer and cervical cancer, but also colorectal cancer. So it could also be some of our habits. Sex, friends with benefits, hookups. You know, if you are getting an oncogenic virus and you're not as choosy when it comes to who you're sleeping with and you're not getting the regular STI screens. Well, that's the other thing, too. You know, couples used to be like, all right, look, you know, if we're going to do this, we get screened as long as both of us are good. And people would come in saying, I need an STI screen. And I go, okay, what are your symptoms? They go, oh, I don't have any. It's just I'm in a new relationship and they want it. I go, no problem. I think it's a good idea. Well, run your battery of STI tests and then I could give you the results so you could show them, you know, and but people can't necessarily do that. You can't call telemedicine saying, I want an STI screen. You have to go in. Well, if urgent cares are expensive or you don't have a medical provider, you're not getting that done. So, you know, those are things that you have control over. You have control over those. You could find yourself a medical provider and do regular screens. You could ask about screens. You could try and eat healthier. You could use condoms when you have sex. But what about the things that are hidden that you don't have control over? Fox News brings up a list of 10 environmental carcinogens. Obviously, cigarettes is one of the biggest. Tobacco smoke leads to 20% of all cancers, 30% of cancer-related deaths, according to American Cancer Society. And tobacco smoke, that could cause cancer, mouth, nose, throat, you know, lungs, GI, colon, rectum, cervix, leukemia. So if you're around somebody who smokes, you know, you could be exposed. Organochlorines. Organochlorines are pesticides that have been used in agriculture, introduced back in the 40s, and still widely used. They could lead to breast, colorectal cancer, prostate, lung, thyroid, adrenal, gallbladder cancer, lymphoma. The PAHs are the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. These are in gasoline, coal, crude oil. So when we burn wood, when we burn garbage, when we burn tobacco, we're exposed to that. The volatile organic compounds. These are in paints, pharmaceuticals, refrigerants, industrial solvents, cleaning agents. And these VOCs are found in groundwater, air, automobile emissions, gasoline. UV radiation is a concern. Getting exposed to UV radiation could link to cancer, especially skin cancers. Skin cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the United States. It might be not the biggest killer, like lung cancer, but 95,000 diagnoses are happening every day, according to Fox News, with skin cancer. Radon is another carcinogen. Radon is a byproduct of uranium, thorium, radium that breaks down in rocks, soil, groundwater, and it could seep into our homes, cause leukemia, lymphoma, other sorts of cancers, sarcoma. Asbestosis, or asbestos. Asbestos is a mineral fiber in rock and soil, was used in construction materials, insulation, roofing, shingles, vinyl floor tiles. So that could expose you to mesothelioma, gastrointestinal cancer, throat cancer, kidney cancer, gallbladder cancer. You gotta, you know, if you're in an older building, sometimes that could put you at risk. Cadmium. Cadmium is found in certain ores and minerals, paints, batteries, plastics. Cadmium can also link us to prostate, pancreatic, and renal cancer. Chromium is also harmful to humans. It can be toxic. We see that in welding, leather tanning, chrome plating, and nickel. Nickel is a carcinogen found in circuitry, batteries. I know we're trying to shift to electric vehicles, and they're saying, well, because gasoline byproducts have organic compounds, but also we got to remember our battery exposure can also lead to cancer. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.